You're listening to Real Presence Live. Now, back to more inspirational and uplifting stories and a look at the extraordinary things happening in our local area. Heard right here on the RPR Network.
Welcome back, everyone, to Real Presence Live. My name is Tim Mosier, your host today, coming at you from the Fargo studio with Aaron producing. Hope you were with us for our last half hour. Dr. David Tamasia, the executive director of the North Dakota Catholic Conference, was on. It was a wonderful discussion on theology of the body. Thanks again for spending your time with us, Dr. David Tamasia. Now on the line, we have Jeff Trumbauer. He is the principal at St. John's Academy in Jamestown, North Dakota. Welcome, Jeff.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you, Tim.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and about St. John's Academy, Jeff?
Well, sure. So St. John's Academy is a Catholic preschool through eighth grade school that has been or is currently celebrating our 133rd year of offerings here in Jamestown.
Wow.
And we currently have about 250 students and also offer child care services and, as I mentioned, preschool and pre-K and academics for grades K to 8.
That's one, I had no idea, over 100 years. That is so beautiful. And good numbers, really. You know, I think that's wonderful, Jeff. That's great.
Yeah, well, we're pleased with it. Of course, we would always love to have a few more students if we can. Mm-hmm. And no, God has been good to St. John's Academy and this community. It really has been a stronghold and you know, a great institution here in this community for a number of years.
Sure. How did you get connected with Catholic education, Jeff?
Well, it kind of a long story. It began with Monsignor Jeffrey Wald.
He has a way of being very persuasive, doesn't he?
He certainly did. Yeah.
God rest his soul.
He was the priest that married my wife and I think he does this or did this intentionally. But during the marriage prep, he would always, you know, or certainly he did ask us, you know, where we would see ourselves in 10 years, and I had made a comment. I was in a coaching career at the time, and I said that you know, someday I would really enjoy working for the church, and so that started a long-term friendship. We remained in touch with each other, and I pursued my coaching career for about another 17, 18 years, I think, and finally he was able to corral me to come to Jamestown, where he was the pastor at the time.
Talk a little bit about the beauty of a Catholic education and what it offers students and families and the community.
Yeah, it's really been a blessing in our life. My wife Jody and I have 4 children and have moved around the upper Midwest in a number of cities. And whenever possible, we made every attempt to enroll our children in Catholic education. And I think in large part for us, you know, we were looking for ways to support what we were teaching at home. You know, it's they spend their school days 6, 7, 8 hours away from us, and we wanted to feel good that the values that and beliefs that we were teaching our children at home were being reinforced and modeled at the school that they attended. And we've had nothing but positive experiences in the communities that we lived in, that we were able to enroll our kids in Catholic schools. And so as a firm believer in that, you know, it was a number of conversations that I had with Monsignor Wald, and when an opportunity to come lead the school that he was assigned to presented itself, I thought, this is really a great opportunity to connect work with something that I'm passionate about and believe firmly in. And I have been thrilled with the opportunity to lead this school. There's certainly a number of challenges that we face, you know, regularly, but I'm just strengthened by, you know, what I see on a daily basis. We have a amazing staff and really great families, and the opportunity to share Christ's love and the truth of his teachings of his church is truly a blessing.
Wonderful. We're talking with Jeff Trumbauer about the St. John's Academy. And speaking of passions, a lot of people have a passion for good old classic rock and roll, Jeff. So you guys are having this Legends of Rock concert coming up on April 27th. We'll talk about the details in a little bit. But first, what was the genesis of this? How did this all come about?
Well, yeah, it's, you know, Catholic schools, I think we have a reputation for one fundraiser after another, right? Mm-hmm. We've got one for every season, it seems. And this idea began last summer as one of our alumni, and the history of the Academy, I think, is similar to many Catholic schools, and certainly in this part of the world where we were a high school from its founding in 1890 through the 1960s. And I think there were times there in the 60s and 70s when Catholic schools were really at a critical point where they had to make a decision. There were less religious available to teach, and the costs of education were increasing, and so they were kind of forced to make a decision of as to the direction they were going to take with their Catholic school. It certainly was the case here. And at that time, in 1965, they made the decision to pull back from a high school to an elementary. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of history there as I kind of deviate from your question, but one of our alumni who attended elementary school here and graduated from the Jamestown Public High School has been very generous to us, and that's Dr. Michael Eberts, and you'll talk to him a little bit later today. But he had his class reunion and had connected with Kevin Chalfant, who is a former singer for Journey, and they had a little concert for the class of 1983, and I assisted with that, and we just had an awesome experience, and got to talking about, I wonder if there's any way we could turn this into an event for the school. So that's really where it began.
Wonderful. So it's at stjohnsacademy.org. You can find more information. April 27th, 7:30 p.m. We've got all sorts of people, right? Kevin Chalfant, as you mentioned, and a lead singer from Kansas, Leonard Skinner, Boston. It's just awesome. How can people get tickets?
Well, you can do it a variety of ways. There's a, as you mentioned, you could go to the school's website, which is stjohnsacademy.org. You could go to the Legends of Rock concert.org website. So that's, legendsofrockconcert.com. You can find it there, or you could go to Eventbrite and just search Legends of Rock or Jamestown, and this event will come up. But all tickets are available online at eventbrite.com.
And the proceeds benefit St. John's Academy, correct?
Yes, yeah. In fact, every ticket sold is directly going to benefit the school here. We've had a number of local sponsors that have stepped up to support it. And take away the when you have an event of this magnitude, there's a fair amount of investment that needs to be made up front. And thankfully, we had a number of local sponsors who agreed to support us in this, and really eliminated much of the risk there. And so we're at a point now where every ticket that's sold, everybody that comes to the concert is going to be supporting our Catholic school.
That's wonderful. Jeff, thank you so much for spending time with us. Legendsofrockconcert.com coming up April 27th at the Jamestown Civic Center. Thanks so much for your time, Jeff. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Tim.
All right, when we come back, Dr. Michael Eberts and, yes, Kevin Chalfant also will be with us. You're listening to Real Presence Live. We'll be back right after this.
Stay with us. There's more Real Presence Live to come on the Real Presence Radio Network. Searching for more great Catholic content? Visit our website at realpresenceradio.com. Find Catholic news you can trust, information about events coming up in the local area, and the latest on what's happening at the RPR Network. And don't forget that you can listen to any of our stations around the clock from anywhere in the world. Need prayers for someone or something in your life? You can submit those through our online form for the entire family to pray for. Real Presence Radio, your family of faith and hope. Online at realpresenceradio.com.
How can you know for sure that your loved one is in heaven? Well, the short answer is you can't. I'm Father Chris Alar. But you can have confident hope that they are saved, because no matter when or how they died, even by suicide, you can pray and make sacrifices now to still help them accept God's final offer of grace. Jesus told St. Faustina, "Call upon my mercy on behalf of sinners. I desire their salvation." When you pray with faith on behalf of some sinner, I will give him the grace of conversion. Wow, if you desire heaven for someone, God desires it even more. So do your part to help them get there. Please visit suicideandhope.com so I can personally pray for anyone you've lost, and to get our book, After Suicide, There's Hope for Them and You, which helps with any kind of suffering or loss, not just suicide. I promise it will help.
Did you know you can listen to Real Presence Live anytime on any podcast platform? Just search for Real Presence Radio on platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and on the Real Presence Radio website. Then subscribe so you don't miss any future shows. If you like what you hear, give us a good rating so other people can find us as well. Real Presence Radio, your family of faith and hope.
You're listening to Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Join in the conversation on our Facebook page or on Twitter. And be sure to like and follow us for more great Catholic content. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to our last segment here on Real Presence Live. My name is Tim Moser. We're talking about the Legend of Rock concert coming to Jamestown April 24th, less than a month away. And boy, it's a power-packed, star-studded event. We're going to talk right now with Dr. Michael Eberts. He had a role in putting this concert together. Dr. Michael Eberts, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much, Tim. Thanks. Yeah, it's April 27th, just Saturday, April 27th.
Oh, did I say 24th? Forgive me. Saturday, yeah. April 27th. Forgive me. Yes, yeah. I make a lot of mistakes. So, okay, thanks,
no,
doctor.
No problem. No, so good to meet you. Yeah, no, this has been a great event, and it all started with my good friends, Kevin Shelfman, who's going to be online here with us, as well as Randall Hall, but primarily Kevin. We worked together for the last 13, 14 years. I first met with a guy by the name of Fergie Ferguson, was a patient of mine. He was one of the lead singers for Toto, and him along with some other people had some concerts in the Twin Cities that I had utilized them for some different events for charities and whatnot. And Fergie was sick with cancer, and they had a fundraiser for him, actually. And then I was involved with it, and Kevin was asked to come to help out, and he's such a generous, wonderful Christian man, and came out and helped out, and then we got to know each other and became fast friends, and you know, the rest is history, I guess. So I had a reunion last summer in Jamestown for my high school 40th reunion, and soon after that I said, hey, I got this event that we're trying to do, a fundraiser for St. John's Academy, a great Catholic school, and Kevin's a strong Christian man, as well as the other three people that are in, they're going to be performing. And he said, he goes, Doc, let's make it happen. So that's how it all came about.
That's wonderful. Dr. Michael Eberts on his role in getting this Legends of Rock concert together. And we now have Kevin Chalfant on. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tim. Hi, Mike. Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing awesome, Kevin. Hey, thank you so much for being on with us. So, Kevin, tell us a little bit about what was your first thought when Michael said, hey, what about this? What do you think, Kevin, about coming and doing a concert? What did you think?
You know, we were fast friends 13 years ago. We're slowing down now, okay? we're kind of like medium now, yeah. Medium friends. We're slowing down. Not as fast as we used to be. But I actually, Mike, if you remember, it must have been 10 years ago. Randall and I came and did a performance for your class reunion, and at that time I remember we were dubbing it the best class reunion ever. And then when Mike asked us to come back and do it again, It was the best of the best ever. So after, how do you top that? And then Mike came up with a great plan. You know, I have to say, he's got a great heart. He's a very humble guy. And he's always sponsored children to go to this academy. And he said, how can we supersize this? How can we?
Okay, it sounds like we have lost Kevin. We will we'll try to get back to him there. Michael,
I contacted. Group. The group is actually called the Voices of Rock Radio, but this particular concert is the Legends. John Elefante, who's former singer with Kansas. Fran Cosmo is a former vocalist with Boston, and Randall Hall, who was formerly with Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so I performed the Journey stuff. I have worked with the Journey guys for many years. I worked with them when I lived in California. So it's a really good show, and so we've kind of pulled out all the stops and. Really big production, and Mike was able to, you know, get some really generous sponsors to come on and kind of partner with the Academy. And, you know, when you can get the event paid for before you start, every ticket comes through the door, VIP pass or whatever, you know, they package, they use the like things, and of course we made it doable for Mike to do this, and I don't know, he hooked me. He said, if it works out, we're going to do it every year, coming there with a walker before it's over with, you know. I'll be rocking into my 80s playing at the St. John's Academy, you know, fundraiser. But hey, you know what, God is good. He's blessed me tremendously through my life, my career, my family. So, you know, whenever we can get involved with an organization like this that, you know, is really the children, that's our future. So, and even though I kind of grew up in Illinois, lived in California for many years, moved back to Illinois, children, that's what it's all about. And it works. It works. Our kids are doing great. You know, we've got one grandson, got our fingers crossed, and we keep praying for more. We got to have more kids to spoil, you know.
Yeah, more kids in this world. Say, Kevin, I got to tell you, you're kind of cutting in and out on us, so maybe, I don't know if you...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you're on a cell phone, maybe move, or if it's a speaker phone, maybe just... I'm not sure what it is, but you're kind of cutting in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here, I'm gonna walk over here and stand right by the window. Is that better?
Yeah, that's really good right now, Kevin. I got a question for you. Of course, I had to go online and listen to you. I got to tell you, I couldn't tell the difference between you and Stephen Perry on those Journey songs. You have an amazing voice. Amazing.
Well, thank you. I mean, that's probably why we the band and I were very connected, because.
Say, Kevin, you're cutting out again, but somewhere halfway between where you were and where you are seemed to be really good. Why don't you go halfway?
Okay. Well, I'm just going to say I worked with the Journey guys in several groups, a band called The View and another band which we toured on called The Storm. And we had, a handful of top 20 hits with The Storm, toured with Brian Adams and Peter Frampton and just a whole bunch of different folks. But, when I was asked to fill in for Steve Perry, basically, it shocked them, I think. And that made them want to start writing songs together for Journey. And we did that, and then miraculously, Steve was better and came back to the band, and they made a couple more records. So, you know, I didn't get a long run with them or anything like that, but, you know, it's been a career changer for me just being associated with those guys because of, I guess because of that similar sound in the voices, you know.
Absolutely.
But it's been a blessing to me.
Wonderful. Talk with Kevin Chalfant here, one of the singers that's going to be at the Legends of Rock concert at Jamestown. And, you know, one of the things some people might think is like, well, rock and roll and Christianity don't really go together. But I saw that you recorded a Christian album of, I mean, How Great Thou Art, right? And the old rugged cross. Christianity can jive with this, can't it?
Well, you know what it is? There's Christian artists, and then there are Christians who are artists.
Uh-huh.
And I've never really had like a record deal to make Christian records. That was a record that I made on my own as an independent release, and really it was inspired by one of the former Chicago Bears who kind of was injured actually while he was still one of the Bears, and we became fast friends. Talk about fast friends. In California, he ended up being one of our preachers, and he really went through some tough stuff because he broke his back in training and lifting weights and stuff, and we just became really, really good friends, and he just went through surgery after surgery, and basically he ended up passing. But during that time, I just remember, what can I do? And I just really felt like the Lord put it on my heart, use the music, and bless him. So that's why I did that.
Wonderful, Kevin. Well, we are certainly looking forward to having you and all those great artists there. Michael, why don't you give our listeners again a little wrap-up of how they can get tickets, when it is, and all the details.
Right, exactly. So again, the concert is Saturday, April 27th, as the doors open at 6 p.m. The concerts start right around 7-ish, 7:30. It's going to be at Jamestown Civic Center in Jamestown, North Dakota. You get tickets by going on legendsofrockconcert.com or go to Eventbrite. So the tickets are being sold on Eventbrite, and you'll be able to get what you need to get in. Tickets are still available. They're going fast, not just fast friends, but fast tickets. we're so excited and just blessed. People who have not had a chance to hear these guys sing, they're going to be blown away because it is a phenomenal performance. And we're so lucky to have Kevin be a part of this and hoping to continue to do this for years to come. So thank you for letting us talk about this and introduce it to the community in the Jamestown greater area.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin and Michael, thanks again so much for being on. We wish you all the best with the Legends of Rock concert Saturday, April 27th, Jamestown Civic Center. Thanks again so much, guys. God bless you.
God bless you, man.
All right. Thanks so much.
All righty.
All righty. Bye now.
Bye.
Well, Aaron, I don't know, kind of felt like a whirlwind there that last half hour.
Yeah, it was really interesting to hear about all the stuff they're planning for the concert. That was really incredible.
Absolutely. Well, as good as this show was, because of the guests, we probably have another show coming up, don't we?
Yeah, I think we do. I think we're on again Wednesday, like we typically are here. Uh-huh. So the host for that show will be Heather Carroll, coming to you live from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Joining her will be Bishop Donald DeGroote, who will offer advice on how families can encourage vocations. Then we will hear from Father Andrew Dickinson, who will tell us about Set Ablaze, an effort to grow the Diocese of Sioux Falls through missionary discipleship. So you can tune in to hear about all of that on the next Real Presence Live, Wednesday morning from 9 to 11. What do you think about that, Tim? Does that sound good to you?
I like that. I really do. I just love the shows we're putting together here, you know, and I love the diversity. You know, it really is great. If you would have asked me, you know, do you think there's going to be a Legends of Rock concert at Jamestown benefiting St. John's Academy, I would have said, okay, wake up, you're dreaming. But it's amazing. As you listen to the story, right, of how it all came about, you know, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's funny how God just connects everything together in that sort of way as well. So
exactly.
Very interesting.
So do you have any connection to classic rock at all? You're just a youngster.
Well, actually, the funny thing is I just saw Journey when they were up here in Grand Forks about a month ago. My mom and I went. Very good. Toto was the opener, by the way. Both very good. Phenomenal show. So I have that connection, but I've always grown up listening to a bunch of rock music. Actually, my parents were really big country fans, and they still are, and I definitely like a lot of older country as well. I know Father Quinst and I talk about Johnny Cash all the time on here.
Nice.
But I grew up listening to a lot of rock and roll. I've seen Aerosmith twice. I'm going to the Rolling Stones in Las Vegas soon and all that. So I've seen quite a few bands from that whole kind of era, and newer ones too.
Yeah, my brother had the old rec, was a part of the record club, you know, so that's how I got to know all those old bands. And then my dad and brothers and I had a dance band. So you talk about Johnny Cash, we did these songs, and I still do them today, you know, at dances and nursing homes and everything. So it's a lot of fun. Music is a great, great tool.
Oh, it really is.
Absolutely. Well, Aaron, thanks again so much for producing. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem at all. It's always fun doing the shows. It's very just relaxed and nice here. We're not, you know, we're it's always going well.
Exactly, exactly. And I want to remind everyone, too, as we go through this Easter season, just please stay joyful. And I just go back to my opening image, that eclipse. Look how the eclipse just totally transfigured millions of Americans. Time, money, awe, wonder, all these things. Let the eclipse of Christ's death and resurrection, that death to life, that darkness to light, radiate in your hearts and live that joy of Easter. Until next time, God bless you.
This has been Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Real Presence Live brings you inspirational stories of faith and a look at the good and holy things happening in our local area. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11 Central. Tune in for an encore of each show beginning Saturday morning at 6. Get the podcast any time of day or night at yourcatholicradiostation.com or on the Real Presence Radio app. And remember, you can be a part of the conversation through Facebook and Twitter. Real Presence Live, local, engaging, and live on the Real Presence Radio Network.